coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
We have an amazingly fast-moving show today. During the first half hour, I'll be joined by my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, to talk about the art of lean gains. This was from a listener's question. Then we're going to talk about Avion eggshell membrane for tendon repair. This is going to be exciting. Then, another first. The first over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler for fat loss. No jitters, just fat loss. And then lastly, how controversy played a part in functional training's rise to prominence. Before we move forward, I have to acknowledge that this day, 4 years ago, Neil Heifel, L.G. Dupree, the man who gave me my start in radio 11 years ago, passed away. And so we just want to remember him. Anytime there is a mic in front of my face, L.G. Dupree is on my mind. Okay, without further ado.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Dr. J.
Carl, how we doing?
Dr. J, you have really built a huge following. Every time you post pictures of your bodybuilding days, obviously you were a professional bodybuilder. This is not a small accomplishment. And as a result, Randy on Facebook asked the question, Dr. Jeff, I've seen pictures of you when you were bodybuilding, and I must say that you sure know what you are doing, and I trust your advice 100%. So, how did you gain muscle while not putting on body fat? I need help doing this. I mean, that really is an art, isn't it, Jeff?
You know, it is. And I think, you know, a lot of the younger people, you know, getting into bodybuilding or getting into training, they read too much stuff on the internet, Carl, that, you know, they're trying all this wacky stuff. And, you know, although it kind of makes sense and it might work for some people, it's not the best way to accomplish it. You know, there's still a lot of people think old school where you first put on a whole lot of weight and then you figure out how to get rid of the fat. And then there are others that say, you know, you don't eat carbs, you don't eat fat. I mean, you know, there's so many different wacky things. But it is an art. I mean, it takes time, but bodybuilding is a process. I saw a little video on Facebook that had Arnold, Mike Christian, a bunch of the old-time bodybuilders, and the whole thing was talking about how bodybuilding used to be an art, you know? And when I bodybuilded, that's really what it was about. It was about, you know, Arnold used to say taking some clay and chipping away at it and sculpting what you wanted, because you could look however you wanted to look. If you wanted to be lean and skinny, you could do that. If you wanted to be muscular, I mean, you know, there's no set pattern to, you know, what you could not do.
Right. And so you're right. So this, the idea of bulking up, I personally think is the result of people want to see the scale go up because they feel like if they're putting on weight, they're making progress. But the reality is, if you're putting on body fat, you're not making progress.
No, and I think, again, you know, too many coaches out there, you know, when I was in school, you know, especially high school and college, you know, everybody was about, you need to weigh more. You got to weigh more. You need to put on weight. You'll burn it off during, you know, 2 days, or we had 3 days. But, you know, that's kind of a bad philosophy because, you know, once you develop those fat cells, they never disappear. They're always there, you know, and that's the last thing you want to do. But I know in my early days, you know, that's what I did, is I thought that was the best way. Is it didn't matter what I ate. I was just about gaining weight and getting stronger. But I wasn't into bodybuilding yet, you know. The only good thing was is, you know, in high school, I would build up for football, but then I would go into basketball, so I'd end up losing, you know, 25 pounds, right. And then I'd put it back on for track. So it was kind of this evolution that would happen during a year cycle, you know. And, you know, back then when your metabolism is a lot quicker, you can eat a little bit differently. But, again, the muscle wasn't good quality as what Randy is looking for. So, no, I would say don't just go out there and eat a bunch of stuff. I mean, if you want to just gain weight, that is easy. I mean, drink whole milk, go to McDonald's, you know, five times a day. I mean, eat high fats and, you know, you'll put on weight, but that isn't muscle. And actually, you know this, it's harder to gain muscle when you got a whole lot of body fat in the way.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So what are some of these strategies? When you say eat healthy, right? I mean, there's a lot of people out there that say eat big to get big, but getting big isn't your goal. Getting muscular is. So what are some of the strategies?
Yeah, you know, it's amazing because people, you know, when you say, look, if you can put on a pound or two of quality muscle a year, you're doing great. And, you know, people are going, well, that's not nothing. I want to put on 10 pounds a month. So, again, you know, eating healthy is the first step. You might want to say eating smart, eating right, because your diet is your primary source of your nutrition. And I always say the higher the quality of the food, the higher the quality of the muscle. So you got to break it apart into your proteins, your carbohydrates, and your fats. So let's look at proteins. When we're talking about eating healthy, we got to look at protein sources that are going to be absorbed easily, that contain high protein content, but more importantly, they're cooked properly. You know, you can take chicken, which is probably one of the best protein sources, and you can deep fat fry it and bread it, and now you've taken something healthy into something unhealthy. So again, you know, when you want to bodybuild, you know, that isn't something that you eat on a daily basis. So you got to back it all up. And you got to cook clean. You got to cook healthy. We call it clean eating. So you look at your chicken, your turkey, your fish. And I'm a believer in red meats. You know, I say red meat. You know, sure, there's some leaner cuts. But again, if you barbecue it, most of that fat comes off anyhow.
Right.
But those are your protein sources. And you got to make sure you eat enough. Too many young people getting into the sport or even older people getting into bodybuilding, whether it's for, you know, personal, for work, for a job, or for a sport, you know, you got to make sure you're eating enough. So my rule of thumb is 1.5 grams per pound of body weight that you want to be at, not where you're at today. So a lot of people will go, well, geez, I can't get that much in three meals. Bingo. It takes about five or six meals. You've got to break it apart. A whole lot of food at one time disrupts the digestive system. It puts the body in turmoil. Our body likes to process smaller amounts more often. And then what happens is that, you know, your body knows that in about 2.5 or 3 hours you're going to eat again, so you don't overeat. You don't eat a lot of junk at that one sitting because you know you're going to eat again. And if you're not hungry, it's easier to eat high-quality meals. When people only eat one or two or three meals a day, it's too long. You know, their body kind of goes into a starvation mode, and mentally they've got to replenish, and what do? You go toward the salty, pretzel-y snacks. You go to the sugar candy bar type things, and that's where you get in trouble. So the first step is high-quality protein.
And hot dogs are not a high-quality protein, just for the record. Okay.
Yeah. And that's what I'm talking about. Is, you know, that process stuff.
That's, you know, whenever they do these studies where they say red meat causes cancer, they don't, these people aren't eating steaks and chops. These people are eating Smithfield Farm summer sausage and hot dogs and bologna and turkey bacon. Nah, that's crap.
That, you know, anytime you take this meat, you should only cut it up or buy it already cut. That is where you want to eat it. Once somebody else does something else with it, turns it into lunch meat, puts it in a dog. I mean, now it's no longer protein. That's rubbish. That is not how you're going to gain muscle. So, again, you know, you've got to cook your own foods. I mean, you know, you have to. You can't depend on the fast food giants out there to prepare your meals. You know, Subway is a great restaurant. It's healthy, you know, compared to other places. But look at the quality of the meats. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's all it's way too much crappy bread on top of that. Okay. What about cardio?
Yeah.
So there are people out there who say, well, if you got your diet dialed in, you don't have to do cardio. Do you have to do cardio, you think, Dr. J?
Yeah. You know, I like to eat. So if you want to, it depends on your physique. You know, if when we're talking about naturally training athletes, so, you know, a guy just messaged me last night saying, you know, man, I'm afraid of doing cardio, but I'm fat. I'm a power lifter. I got to get my weight down, but I'm afraid. And I'm like, what are you afraid of? Well, everyone says I'm going to lose my strength and muscle. And I'm like, absolutely not. When I bodybuilded, I did about 2 hours a day, and I got stronger and put on muscle all the way up to the contest. That's what should happen. Cardio should be your friend. Have you ever seen a sprinter or a football player that's weak? No. You know, so, I mean, cardio is important. So you can either decrease the amount of calories or you can increase the output. For me, I was able to hold as much muscle as I did back, you know, during that time where there wasn't a lot of supplementation available because I ate more food, but I did cardio. I did cardio year-round. I even did it in the off-season when I was eating a little bit more food, trying to put on muscle because I didn't want to put on body fat. So if you look at pictures that I just actually posted, I think it was yesterday or the day before, I was 270 pounds, and for most people, they would love to be that lean, but that was only because I ate healthy. Now, it's a lot of food when you're talking about eating low-calorie stuff. It is tough. You actually get tired of it.
So, lots of cardio vegetables. Yeah,
you know, good quality carbs. I'm a carb guy. And again, if for those out there on paleo and low-carb, if it works for you, do it. But for me, it didn't work, and I like to eat. I mean, I love carbohydrates. Now, I'm gluten-free, but I still find great carbs that are great. And for me, you know, I like to fuel myself. So I still am a firm believer in watching the fat intake and making sure the fats are higher quality fats. Where back when I was training, I was low fat, other than what came from my meat sources. But, you know, again, as we learn technology, we know that those healthy fats are good for you. So I don't have a problem using, you know, good quality olive oil. I love nuts to get my fat sources. I'm not afraid of red meats. Now, I don't, you know, eat that whole chunk of fat that comes on there that I cut off. But as far as what comes in there, your body needs it, especially if you're exercising, you're training. And that's the one good thing about cardio is your metabolic rate is increased, so you can eat these things.
Did you do cardio on days where you lifted, or did you do cardio on alternate days? How did you work your cardio in?
I mean, I remember defying the whole laws of gravity. I remember Tom Platz and I were going to do legs one day, and he's like, you better get rested. We're going to squat. I'm like, sure. I rode my bike 10 miles to get to the gym before I squatted. I mean, so yeah, I would do cardio on days. Now, because I train early in the morning, I would typically do my cardio later on. But I always did something, you know, whether it was going for a walk, you know, getting on the bike, treadmill, something. I mean, and then my off day would be something relaxing. And for me, you know, going for a walk or, you know, hopping on a bike and going down from Venice Beach out to Redondo Beach. But I went out there to eat because Redondo Beach had that great little sourdough rolls and fish, and, you know, so I rode so I could eat more.
Yeah, that's funny. So you'd ride your bike there, and then the reward once you got there was that you were going to have a great meal.
Yeah, you know, and then I rode back, and I head over to the mall and get a couple of those big old muffins, you know. I mean, that's, you know, again, I like to eat, so it helped me to stay lean.
Let's do this. I want to take a break, and then when we come back, I want to talk about training. Because obviously, we're talking about lean gains, and the diet plays a role in that, but training does too. So let's get some of your secrets on your training style when we come back, okay?
Sounds good.
Stay tuned. You're listening to Science for Humans. We'll be right back. Properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains.
Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin. What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com. The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen. With results literally from workout one, you'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Well, I guess that means I have to go home because I ain't got no money. If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home, he said. So.
All right, look, if you guys got money, send the donation in to Carl. He needs some money.
Man, you have no idea. you think you're joking. Anyway, look, so you have some secrets. Everybody had secrets, right? Back in the day, Porter Cottrell told me that Lee Labrada once said to him, never train past the pump. Once you start losing the pump, you've overworked that muscle. Move on. So what were some of your secrets and training styles that helped you build muscle while staying lean?
You know, I think the biggest training secrets that I had was, first of all, concentration. You know, doing the movement right. You know, it wasn't about how much weight you could sling. It was about properly working that muscle. And again, this is where the art of bodybuilding comes into play, because, you know, you see people in the gym all the time. I mean, they're doing cleans, and it's like, what are you doing? I mean, maybe if you're a football player.
Yeah, if you're an Olympic lifter, if that's your goal to be able to power clean a certain amount of weight, that's a different story. But if you're a bodybuilder.
But these are, No, these are bodybuilders, you know, or you know, they're doing bicep curls and they're slinging their back and they're not even working their biceps. I remember a couple guys that used to get on the bench press, and the guy on the top would take lifting straps and he would strap into the guy. The guy on the bottom would put two big foam pillows on, and they rock back and forth. I didn't know if the guy on the top was doing deadlifts and the one on the bottom. What? It was hilarious. They put like 500 pounds on there.
Oh, that's hilarious. If the guy on the top was doing deadlifts.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were both working.
Back day or bed day. But anyhow, you gotta control the movement, and you gotta concentrate on the muscle. And again, you know, 1-2 reps, that isn't for bodybuilding. That's for powerlifting. That's for power sports. You've got to work that muscle. Tom Platz used to say, when you get to the point that that muscle starts burning, that's when you're actually starting to grow. Everything before that is just warm-up. So my secrets were I always concentrated. I always added weight. So I would start with a lighter weight to get the muscle, the blood flowing, and then I would increase weight till I got to the maximum that I could do for about 10 reps. So I always kept around that 10 rep was my minimum that I did. And again, I would literally put my mind into that muscle and I would concentrate. So if I was doing legs, you know, I was thinking about the muscle group. I was seeing it grow. I was visualizing. And I was handling some weight. You cannot build a big physique handling light weight.
But with on that note, so because I'm training around this tricep surgery, right? I'm starting to do pulling movements. And obviously I'm not pulling the same heavy weights that I was before because I want to stimulate the tricep with this antagonistic movement, but I don't want to tear it again. And so what I've been doing and what I've noticed is I am generally using a weight right now where I can feel my back muscles working and focus on my tricep not working. That's forced me to do what you're talking about, to focus on the muscles moving the weight. And, you know, you get fatigued a lot faster with a lighter weight when you're doing the movement right.
Oh, if I can give you a 10-pound dumbbell and I can have you do an exercise that you'd go, oh, 10 pounds is nothing, and you will be crying when you get done because, again, it's about squeezing, concentrating, isometric, slow up, slow down. You know, any type of resistance, you should be able to work that muscle. Again, you know, sometimes when you go too heavy, you're working all kind of muscles, and that's where you get hurt. You know, you don't want to be using your back when you're doing biceps. You know, you don't want to be using your chest when you're doing back. I mean, there's too many movements that are mass building, but again, you got to be careful. You know, not everybody's Ronnie Coleman, you know, where they can, you know, put 900 pounds on the squat and grow big legs. I mean, it isn't about the pride thing. So,
let's be cognizant of something. When we used to watch the video The Unbelievable, which is one of the greatest bodybuilding videos in the world about Ronnie Coleman, he did massive work before he got to that 900-pound three rep or four.
Yeah.
I mean, he was doing high reps with 500, 400, and that's why his legs grew. Those last sets that he did were more for exhibition to show, look, I'm 4 weeks out, and look how strong I still am. The reality is that the work that built the muscles was done before that set.
Well, absolutely, and even when I squatted, I mean, you know, I'd throw 135 on there just for fun to get the blood, to get my mind in it, and then my next set was 405.
Right.
And people would look and think I was crazy, but that was light for me.
Right.
But it didn't happen overnight. You know, again, what's light for you and what's heavy for you is what's important. You know, you and I shouldn't be competing on weight. You know, we might have some fun to see, you know, how we can push, but anybody I train with, I do not push them to go heavier. I push them, I'll say, that was 15 reps in case you're counting. Because if they go the same weight and they only do three reps, they're not getting anything out of it. So right. I want them to know, right. Look, this is how many reps I did. And no, I didn't swing my back and my hips. I had a guy I was training with that anytime we do any type of chest movement, his legs would come flying off the bench. And I'm like, first of all, it's embarrassing to work out with you, but what are you doing?
It's embarrassing.
Your legs are up and dangling, you know. It's like, what the heck are you doing, brother?
What about this, before we're coming to the end of this segment, what about the fact that people are impatient, and that's where they go wrong? When you are doing lean gains, What do you think? Drug use, no drug use. What do you think reasonable amounts of muscle gains are so that people understand, look, you know, don't eat more. Give the muscles time to grow.
Bodybuilding is a forever sport if you do it right. If you're just getting into it and you think you're going to, you know, look like Ronnie Coleman in 6 weeks or 6 months, no. You know, Ronnie Coleman, myself, I started lifting when I was in seventh grade. It took me until I was about 23 to gain all that muscle. So, you know, as I said when we started, if you can put on 1 or 2 pounds of quality muscle a year, you've done good. But again, don't confuse that with body weight. You might put on some body weight, but again, it's patient. It takes time. You know, each year you should look better and better and better. You know, obviously the younger you are, sometimes the quicker the gains, but I notice myself now, I make faster gains now than I did when I was younger because I'm even smarter now when I train. You know, I don't train for hours on end. I don't, you know, overeat. I don't eat the wrong things. You know, you kind of know what you need to do so you can put on muscle a lot quicker, and you know how to take off body fat if you need to.
Yeah. Dr. J, if anybody has questions for you, they want you to answer questions, they can reach out to you on Facebook, right? You've got a Facebook page, Jeff Galini, Dr. Jeff Galini.
Facebook, go to Superhuman Radio, look for Ask the Scientist. And a lot of you, you know, have good questions, bring them on. A lot of you have asked for training programs, supplement programs, diet. Hey, if you need something, that's what I'm here for. I don't charge for those. I'd love to share my knowledge with you. Part of, you know, being an athlete is being able to give back to people what you've learned. So I love doing that. And, of course, you know, they do call me the supplement doc or
supplement Santa. Supplement Santa.
Oh, one guy said last night, he said, I just got my package. You have really earned the title Supplement Santa. I now know what it is.
I know. Well, listen, man, it's been great to have you back. Last week I had Wade Johnson on. We talked about Carbel and all the people at the Yogurt Compound that use it. So we had him fill in for you, and it was a great show, and we just focused on Carbel and how to use it if you're a powerlifter and so on. So
that's awesome, man. Well, thanks.
We'll see you next week, brother.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Avion eggshell membrane for tendon repair, and I just had a tendon repaired, so this is going to be really interesting to me. Stay tuned.
Properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Alright, so I'm getting old and I'm breaking stuff. In the words of Patrick Rogers, who works for Strongman Corporation, Carl, at your age, at least you're still strong enough to break things. So that's one little silver lining. Many of you know I tore my left tricep off the bone, had to have surgery on the first. So I'm interested in anything that's going to help me improve tendon repair and healing. And that selfish reason is the discussion we're going to have now about Evion eggshell membrane for tendon repair with my next two guests, Anne-Marie Montgomery and Randy Bauer. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hello. Thank you, Carl.
So let's start with you, Anne-Marie. I've already taken glucosamine and chondroitin, which I know has some benefits to the chondrocytes in my joints, but tendon repair and tendon integrity is a different type of a thing, isn't it?
Right. That's exactly right. The tendon, think of it as the connective tissue. So it solely the nutrient has to be a protein building block, and that only comes from the collagen. Collagen 1 is basically 90% of the collagen. It's the predominant one in the body. And then the TendoGuard also has the collagen 2, which is solely for, cartilage. And back up to your tendon injury, it also has the unique, from the eggshell, it has the collagen 5 and the 10. And the 5 and the 10 work on the anti-inflammatory, the antimicrobial, antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal. Also keeps your pH at a 7.5, very alkaline. Therefore, when the body is alkaline, the inflammation markers drop and disease is no longer able to remain in the body. So the protein building blocks, you look at that, and then you also look at the mucopolysaccharides. It's naturally in the eggshell membrane, the collagen 1 synthesis, but it also has the hyaluronic acid in there naturally, not synthetic, and the glucosamine and the chondroitin.
Now, Evian eggshell has been used in traditional Chinese medicine for thousands of years for a variety of reasons. If you look at TCM, they use it for everything from, as you point out, soft tissue, for quality of skin, women use it, and then also to lower blood pressure, believe it or not. Talk about this. What do they do? Obviously, TendoGuard is a very sophisticated product. It's not just crushed up eggshells, right?
No, no. The innovative technology that comes from Ahmad Akiali Certified Nutraceuticals, where we trademarked the product from, if the actual patent that he carries is very exclusive because, number one, it has also the collagen, so that's the collagen 2, which was patented all the way back in 1995. He's actually the original inventor of the collagen 1 and 3 since 1985. So he has taken not only the invention but the innovative technology. So we gear the eggshell membrane solely for connective tissue. And when you had mentioned other companies, you know, eggshell membrane, it's phenomenal as far as the calcium and the minerals. You know, therefore, you know, the skin obviously is enhanced because the collagen 1 is in there naturally.
Right.
So it just depends on where they're marketing it and where their technology is. Because if they have an innovative technology that keeps everything at a, you know, very low molecular weight so you can assimilate it, but not too low where you destroy the mucopolysaccharides, because those are actually a gift that's in there. As a matter of fact, the entire percentage of the mucopolysaccharides in the TendoGuard is 43.6%. That's a huge amount that's in there
very
naturally.
High. Yeah.
Right. And then when you break it down, the hyaluronic acid's 10.82%, and the chondroitin sulfate is 20.79%.
Now, Randy, Randy Bauer, you are a physical therapist, correct?
Yes. Yes, I am.
And so talk about, you know, all this stuff is great, right? We hear supplement companies talk about how great their supplements are all the time. I've never heard anybody say anything bad about their own supplements. But as a frontline practitioner, tell me about your experience with TendoGuard. I know you work with athletes, right?
Yes, I work with athletes. I work with all-age athletes. I work with the weekend warriors. You know, we're working all week and then, you know, jump on the tennis court or the golf course or in the gym or doing CrossFit, down to the young athletes who are playing club sports to professional and collegiate athletes. And, you know, one of the things I'm trying to do is provide to my clients not just what I do in physical therapy for them, in terms of helping reduce swelling and, you know, reduce pain and, you know, improve their strength and mobility and get them back to their sports. But, you know, I need to give them an edge, and part of that edge is what can they do with their daily nutritional intake and their supplement to promote, you know, greater recovery, greater healing to get back to their sport and, you know, perform at an optimal level. So what's your
experience with TendoGuard in the context of what you just said?
Well, in the context, it's having a client when they come in is implementing a supplement to help with their recovery process to begin with, and that might be increasing their dosage, you know, a couple fold, you know, 2 to 3 fold as they're going through that healing process, and then they might go into more of a maintenance level. But you know, all of that has to do with their age, what their, you know, injury process is. So, you know, I'm using this on people with rotator cuff injuries, you know, and trying to promote, you know, greater tensile recovery of the connective tissue of tendons and muscles. I'm using it as a supplement for people with joint problems, with whether it's a ligamentous injury or a degenerative change in the joint. Even just muscular strains, you know, and pain that might be coming from the back or pain that might be coming from some myalgia, you know, that
does the product perform in a way that makes you think, wow, this is so much better than anything I've ever used with my patients before?
Well, yes, and what I've seen is I've seen a greater return from reduction of inflammation in the joint. And anytime you reduce inflammation of the joint, you're helping with the eventual strength of the joint. Any inflammation in a joint is going to reduce the strength of the muscle. There's an inhibitory response in having an extra fluid in a joint from inflammation that shuts down in a reflex manner the strength. So that's what I'm seeing is a greater return, whether that is coming off of a meniscal repair or somebody that has chondromalacia patella, where there's, you know, breakdown of the joint structure behind the kneecap, or a tendon injury like an Achilles or a rotator cuff. So, yes, that's what I've seen with the use of the TendonGuard is, you know, it assists that return, and I'm seeing a greater return on those parameters.
All right, here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about my personal situation with my left tricep tendon surgery and how TendoGuard would aid me. And then we're going to also make an offer to those of you listening who want to try TendoGuard. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, LivonLabs.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit Prime Nutrition. And use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. At the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by
The Gorilla Chemist. You know him as the Gorilla Chemist. His real name is Brian Moskow. We're going to talk about the first over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler. This is very, very exciting stuff for those of you interested in fat loss. Right now, we're talking about a product called TendoGuard. TendoGuard is a proprietary patented dietary supplement formula containing a perfect balance of collagen type 1, 2, 5, and 10, hyaluronic acid, chondroitin sulfate, and mucopolysaccharides. TendoGuard naturally contains anti-inflammatory and antibacterial compounds to support tendon recovery and to maintain healthy and strong mechanical properties of tendons, bones, and joint function. And we're going to tell you about a special offer that you can get to try TendoGuard yourself. So, Anne-Marie, what about me? I just had surgery 28 days ago to have a tendon reattached that I tore off the bone. And so is it wise for me to use a product like TendoGuard?
Oh, absolutely. With the Morton, what I find phenomenal is only a 120-day study, human clinical study, and the age group was between 16 and 78. And the overall, it showed general, which I like general, it wasn't just isolated, the general pain reduction was 84.1%, range of motion associated to pain, it was reduction was 74.7%, and then flexibility, so 45.5% increase. And at that age group, 16 to 78, absolutely. As far as before surgery and even after surgery, it would help because it's very high in the collagen 1. Collagen 1 also helps with wound repair. Collagen 1 supports all the synthesis of the collagen, the connective tissue in the body, your hair, your skin, your nails, your ligaments, your tendons, your bone matrix, your lean tissue mass. So along with that particular injury, that's going to help with the synthesis for the tendon, which is your issue, and then the collagen 2 for the cartilage, which you clearly didn't have a cartilage problem, right?
No. Just tore the tendon off the bone, that's all.
Right. And then with the 5 and the 10, those are very unique. They actually help lower the inflammation. So anytime that you do have that injury, you are going to have chronic inflammation, whether it's before surgery or after surgery, and especially after. So if you can lower those biomarkers from getting the benefits of the 5 and the 10, that's cutting edge. That's not found in anything but the eggshell membrane and the chicken sternum cartilage. And as a matter of fact, the chicken sternum cartilage, that comes from, I know it sounds sad, but it's 6 to 8 week little baby chicks. And the sternum, we take that sternum specifically, we hydrolyze it to a low molecular weight but not too low. So basically we have it in the 20,000 Dalton range so that the sugar aminos, the glucosamine, chondroitin, and hyaluronic acid are still intact. So with the hyaluronic acid, that's going to actually help you with the synovial fluid, which is going to protect your connective tissue, in this case your tendon. And with the chondroitin and glucosamine, that's going to help you with pain management.
Yeah. We have a 15% discount code, TendoGuard, T-E-N-D-O-G-U-A-R-D, all one word. If you go to supremeradio.com, you'll find the banner ad on the right-hand side. It's actually a large skyscraper banner if you want to try TendoGuard yourself. So a lot of these better glucosamine and chondroitin products out there seem to elicit positive results within a couple, 3 weeks of taking them. Do you also see a rapid onset of evidence that TendoGuard is working when you are using it with some of your patients physical therapy arena?
Physical therapy? Yes,
yeah.
I do. And that's primarily initially through that anti-inflammation process. Obviously, inflammation increases pain. Decreased pain, you increase mobility. And as you decrease inflammation, you also increase the strength capacity of the muscle, and that's through a neuromuscular feedback. So, yes, you see those changes initially, and you see them continuously as you, in your example of a triceps injury, you're going to have to increase the tensile load on that tendon over time to increase the strength capacity of that tendon muscle unit.
Right.
So that's what we're trying to do with the Tinnegard and the exercises and progressive resistive exercise is improving that tensile strength. And that's, you know, that tensile strength is partially influenced by the collagen. And so as you start to get back into your exercise, as the therapist or your medical provider, you know, allows you to start, you know, working against gravity or something.
I've already started. He doesn't know that. He told me he wanted me to wait 3 more weeks before I go into physical therapy. He said, because he said, well, he said, look, you know, you're a really strong guy. I'm afraid the forces that you can produce with your tricep, I don't want you to tear this thing right off again. So we're going to make you wait 3 weeks longer than most patients. But what I've been doing is antagonistic movements, heavy pulling movements, where they all they do is they elicit the tricep for stabilization of the joint. And I find that my tricep is coming back very quickly, and I haven't even started any direct physical therapy on the tricep yet.
Carl, you're an athlete, right?
Yeah.
And pain's always going to be your guide. So you have to listen to the pain.
Right.
You know, as long as you're not having pain and you're not having increased inflammation and you're able to, you know, gradually restore that active capacity of the tricep, you're doing just fine.
Yeah, I have no pain. That's where the inflammation is going. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's what we see, you know. So you're an athlete. You've been lifting for years.
Right, right.
Okay. And that lifting over time can create some breakdown of connective tissue. Every time you go in and strength train, you're breaking down tissue, right? And the strengthening process is the rebuilding of that connective tissue. So the tendon guard provides that connective tissue rebuilding capacity also. So you're helping with recovery between workouts. You're, you know, helping with recovery after a running workout. You know, they show that just going out and running 30 minutes, there's increased biomarkers of inflammation and chondral degradation in a joint. That's just after 30 minutes of running.
Right.
So what happens to somebody that's playing in a football game or a soccer game or training real hard in CrossFit or, you know, bodybuilding? All of those are a continual breakdown, and that breakdown requires recovery at the cellular and collagenous level and in the joint itself through the chondrocytes, you know, to help with, you know, returning to play. And that's what worries me about all these young athletes, like ACL injuries in the young athlete. That is huge for increasing, breakdown of the cartilage of the joint.
Yeah, I lost that.
That is the articular cartilage.
I lost that when I was 21. I lost the left ACL. So I've torn 3 attachments off my left hamstring deadlifting. I chose not to have them reattached because my hamstrings are just as strong as ever. I tore my, what is that called? I had bicipital tendonitis underneath the
long head of the bicep.
Yeah, so the outer head. Yeah, the outer head is all shortened up now. It's not long anymore. And now I tore a tricep. So let me ask you real quick. We only have about 4 minutes here. I really need a short answer from you, Randy. The Golgi apparatus has become very important. We understand that its effect on both proprioceptive response as well as the ability for the muscle to deliver force. It can govern that muscle. Does having this type of a supplement like TendoGuard enhance the ability of the Golgi to do its job?
Well, in terms of the Golgi, we're looking at a reflex. There's a reflex pattern there. So that reflex is based on the movement of the tendon, and that tendon is the integration of the tendon tension, and the neuromuscular feedback is huge. So anytime you can improve connective tissue strength, you're also helping with the responsiveness, even the way the biofeedback loop is sent through the nerve. You know, there's connective tissue in nerve covering. Right? So, you know, it's helping with all of that.
When you say there's connective tissue in nerve covering, you're talking about the myelin sheath. Are you saying that the myelin sheath is made
out
of the same?
Well, it's not necessarily the myelin. There's myelin sheath, but there's also the covering over the nerve, the epineurium and the perineurium. So all of that allows for nerve mobility. So it's not just muscle. It's also nerve, allowing the nerve to move and the normal function of the nerve.
Okay. All right. I got to get one more question in for Anne-Marie. So, Anne-Marie, there's a lot of people out there that are going to listen to this. They're going to say, oh, I'm just going to get a box of Knox gelatin and just use that. That's the same thing. It's collagen, isn't it?
No, it's not. Because the innovative technology that we have literally keeps the protein building blocks. That's number one, because you can't build something out of nothing. So you need to have the proper, in that case, gelatin, it would be 19 collagen amino acids, but you need to have them at a low molecular weight so the body can assimilate it. You don't want it in a gelatin form because it's the same thing as making jello. There's no properties to it. The same thing that we encapsulate capsules out of, there's no properties to it. So you have to be absolutely aware of the source of the pure pharmaceutical food grade that you're buying. And also, too, it doesn't have, you know, the delicate eggshell membrane that's in there along with the glucosamine, hyaluronic acid. The hyaluronic acid, what you and Randy were talking about, is really important, too, because as an athlete, you have a lot of free radicals. You have a lot of oxidative stress due to working out. So the HA also works as an antioxidant. It literally, you know, it keeps the inflammation down, and it also filters toxins out of the body, and it also is responsible for the filtration of nutrients to the organs of the body. So it really is an A to Z supplement.
If you go to superhumanradio.com, there's a banner ad there for TendoGuard, and if you use the coupon code TendoGuard, TendoGuard, you'll save 15% off. TendoGuard is an advanced collagen recovery compound, keeps tendons healthy and flexible, provides necessary nutrients to the tendon recovery process, which is why I'm interested in it, helps stimulate collagen synthesis, and is supported by human clinical trials, which makes it important. Listen, I want to thank both of you for coming on the show.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you.
Pleasure, Carl.
Listen, we'll have you back on soon. I'm going to start using TendoGuard, and I'm going to report on what I notice. How's that sound?
Very good. Hey, Carl?
Yes.
The other thing, because number one, how old are you?
I'm 58.
Okay, so you want, number one, age is a factor because you've been doing a lot of wear and tear for many years. So you want to look at it as, number one, repair. Number two, preventative, because you want to continue doing this until you're like 90, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay, so preventative care. So on that bottle, it'll say, you know, take 2 to 4 a day. What I would highly recommend, because of your workout load, take just in the beginning, the first bottle only, because number one, you can take the whole bottle. It can't hurt you because it's pure food grade.
Right.
It literally would just be a waste of money. That would be the only side effect, right? Okay, so take 4 in the morning, right when you wake up, and don't eat anything. Have your coffee, tea, juice, whatever, but just don't eat for 20 minutes, because you remember, the collagens are incomplete proteins. They're not part of your daily value, and amino acids are highly competitive, and so you don't want, you know, you'll get optimum results, but not super optimum. So empty stomach. And then just before you go to bed, and make sure you're not a snacker, but just before you go to bed, take 4 more.
Okay.
And I want you to do that for the whole first bottle.
Okay.
And then let's talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds like a plan. Listen, thanks for being on the show today, both
of you.
Hey,
by the way, did we do good?
Yes, you did very good.
All right, good.
All right, talk to you soon.
Okay, good day.
All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by the Gorilla Chemist, Brian Moskow, and we're going to talk about the first over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler. I am really, really excited about this product. I will also be using this product to get lean while my tendons get strong. Stay tuned.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. Blackstonelabs.com. Trojan horse.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen. With results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back.
So my next guest is... Has a level of celebrity of his own. Many of you know him as the Gorilla Chemist. He's affiliated with Blackstone Labs and Prime Nutrition. And his name is Brian Moskow, and we have him on the show because I'm really excited about a product that Blackstone just released. We see a lot of really innovative stuff coming out of Blackstone Labs, stuff that is not dot the landscape type supplements, stuff that really serves a certain missing need in the sports nutrition industry. And Trojan Horse is one of those products. Welcome to the show, Brian.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So let's start out with this. Let's do a little mitochondrial uncoupling 101, first of all. Explain to the audience what a mitochondrial uncoupler is and why it leads to energy utilization and fat loss.
Okay, so... without getting into super, super science details, if you think of like biology, freshman year or whatever, your body, your mitochondria create ATP, which is the source that, of energy that your body runs on. And it does that by coupling the reactions of glycolysis with the Krebs cycle and then the electron transport chain. Well, the way uncouplers work is kind of by disconnecting those cellular processes so that it does make your body work harder to produce ATP. Specifically on the electron transport chain, there is a, it's called a proton gradient. So there's a positive charge on one side of the membrane,
right,
and a negative charge on the other side. And this provides the chemical energy for the electrons to flow through the electron transport chain and then actually turn the enzyme ATP synthases, which is what makes ATP. And so what these uncouplers do is they disrupt that positive and negative charge. And so your body now has to find a way to restore that electric potential. And so what it does is it usually breaks down fatty acids. And the fatty acids are what give the electrons, which are what are responsible for providing that proton gradient. Specifically, the molecules NADH and FADH2 mm-hmm. are the electron carriers.
Okay, so and so the analogy I like to use about mitochondrial uncouplers, and so if you were to run a mile, or you were to put a weight vest on and run a mile, we would all agree that you'd work a lot harder doing it with a weight vest on. And what a mitochondrial uncoupler is, it makes the mitochondria less efficient, which means the mitochondria has to work harder to do the same level of work. And as a result, it uses more energy, and that energy, that substrate that it prefers, as you point out, is fatty acids. And so as a result of that, you end up burning a lot more energy for the same amount of work that you would had burned without a mitochondrial uncoupler. Now, here are some interesting mitochondrial uncouplers that people don't think about. Thyroid hormone. Thyroid hormone is an endogenous mitochondrial uncoupler. And when thyroid hormone is high, you have lots of energy and you sweat like a banshee. And the reason that that happens together is because when mitochondria have to work harder, they put off more heat. And that heat on a cellular level, now across tissue and organs and body, that makes you more thermogenic. It actually literally raises your body temperature. People talk about when they use mitochondrial uncouplers like thyroid hormone. Man, I sweat when I'm just sitting still. Another popular mitochondrial uncoupler that is not one that I recommend people fool with, but nonetheless, the bodybuilding community really gravitated to, I think Dan Duchesne may have been the person who introduced it, was DNP. DNP is actually an industrial solvent. When taken in very, very small doses, micrograms, is a powerful mitochondrial uncoupler that makes people sweat. And if you overdose on it, you will actually die because it will raise your body temperature so high that you cannot control it. And people have died from DNP. Very reckless. I'm not recommending that. But what I'm saying is mitochondrial uncouplers make you burn exclusively fat without the need for stims or any other quote-unquote thermogenic. This is the holy grail of fat loss, a mitochondrial uncoupler. That's why bodybuilders will take Cytomel, you know, in higher and higher doses as they get closer and closer to their competitions, because it will melt the body fat off their bodies. Was that a good assessment, what I just said?
Yes.
Correct.
DNP is very, very dangerous.
Yes.
No, nothing you said is incorrect. I did want to mention DNP works completely differently than this as far as the way it disrupts the mitochondrial energy, but it nonetheless has the same effect. DNP just does it to a much greater extent, which is why your body temperature goes to 100, 103, 104 degrees, and you could literally cook your organs based on that. The Trojan horse, your body temperature will increase, but not to the same effect. You don't have to worry about those side effects. Plus, DNP is toxic.
Yes.
The ingredients here are not toxic.
Yes, and I would never recommend anybody take DNP. It's reckless. It's stupid, quite frankly. But okay, so now let's talk.
It has a very long half-life, and that's when people mess up, too. It has like a 36-hour half-life.
Yeah,
so
yeah. No, you know,
people
so here,
don't know how to time
so
it.
Here's the classic bonehead move, okay? Somebody takes some micrograms of DNP. They don't notice anything a half hour in. So they take some more. They still really don't notice anything. Then they take some more, and then all of a sudden it hits them, and now they're going to be stuck with this quote-unquote overdose of it for hours. Like, that's,
yes.
I can't tell you how many people I've heard that story about.
Yeah, people, because they equate it like a stimulant when it hasn't, like you said, and it has nothing to do with a stimulant. So people think if they take caffeine, 200 milligrams didn't work, let me take a little more, and it doesn't work like that. DMP is a very slower acting, compound, like I said, it has like a 36-hour half-life. And once you have too much, you can't go back.
Yeah. Okay, so now let's talk about Trojan Horse. So Trojan Horse is, to my knowledge, the first over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler. Is that true? Am I accurate on that?
The as far as I know, when the other one that you had on the market before was eucinic acid, I think Dave Palumbo brought that to the market with Species, but it has since been banned for liver toxicity.
Well, I was going to say hepatic stress. Right, hepatic stress.
Yes. So to my knowledge, this is the only one on the market that is effective and as an uncoupler.
Okay, so let's talk about what people can expect when they take. What is the recommended dose of Trojan Horse?
So we recommend that you take it twice a day, with three times a day being the maximum amount. There was a pilot study done on some of the ingredients in a paper that I read, and they were taking it three times a day, and the average fat loss was 2.3 kilos a week. Now, these were very obese and overweight people, not exercising people, because if you know, obviously the more fat you have to burn, the more you'll lose. But those are still significant numbers, 2.3 kilograms a week.
That's huge.
That's a lot of fat to lose.
But wouldn't you think that it would be even more effective in those who train? Because if you're training under the influence of a mitochondrial uncoupler, you're working a lot harder.
Yes, you are basically in a severe caloric deficit, for lack of a better word. It's
right.
Not like you're taking in more energy. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah, I can hear you fine. You're starving.
Okay,
You're starving in abundance, basically.
Yeah, so the only thing is if you take it right before training and you're some type of strength or power athlete that specifically has goals for, I need to lift this much weight or something, it may affect your energy, like you said, because your body is working so much harder. So that would be the only time I wouldn't recommend it is right before the gym, specifically if you're training for power or endurance.
Yeah, but if you're training because you're cutting, you take it before the gym, just don't try to have a max PR day. Just go in there and go through the motions because that's going to do the job. If you're doing cardio especially, I would imagine.
Right, but the beauty of this product is you don't actually have to take it just at the gym. Originally when we were thinking about something, I wanted a nighttime fat burner. And so this came up because it doesn't have any stimulants. It works throughout your entire night of sleep and it won't wake you up.
Wow.
So one of the best times to take it is right before bed.
Now, do you notice the elevation in body temperature when you take it, or is it really not that noticeable?
I personally do. It's slight. I would say it's between, a half to 1 degree. So I feel a slight burning in basically my midsection is where I feel that I throw off the most heat. So that's what I've heard as well from people, is that they feel a slight increase in your overall body temperature. But it wouldn't be like you have a fever. You have a very slight fever.
Okay, so with that being said, if you don't notice upregulation in body temperature, which is very subjective. If you're checking, if you're going, gee, I just don't think I feel that warm. If you don't notice it, that doesn't mean it's not working, right?
That is correct. Some people, like your body temperature is one of the things that varies. Like I know that my body temperature every time I go to the doctor is in 96, 97. It's never a 98.7. So everyone's body temperature is different and regulated differently.
And that's probably because you're a cool dude. You know what I mean? But anyway, I'm sorry. That was a really stupid joke. But anyway, okay, so here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk about some of the experience of testers that used Trojan Horse. By the way, you can go to superhumanradio.com, and there are banner ads all over the place for Trojan Horse. And you can save 20% off by using the coupon code SHR. I am absolutely going to be using Trojan Horse because I'm actually trying to springboard from this tricep tear surgery by getting leaner. And so what better to do than use a product that's going to help me really leverage the work I'm doing by using more energy and burning fat. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compounds. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Brian Moskow. Many of you know him as the Gorilla Chemist. A guy who's come on the scene and has developed some innovative really sorely needed supplements for the sports nutrition industry. We're talking about Trojan Horse. You can get Trojan Horse at superhumanradio.com and save 20% off if you use the code SHR. It's a new Blackstone Labs product. So talk about some of the people who have used Trojan Horse and what are real-world expectations.
Okay, so like I mentioned, there was a brief pilot study, and these were with your average people that weren't weightlifters, and they lost over 4 weeks period of time, 2.3 kilos a week of P pure fat.
That's amazing. And, that's amazing.
Right. That's unheard of on any type of supplement level. As far as people in the gym and people actually here in the office, there are several of us who take it regularly, and one of our VP actually has to change the sheets almost every night because he does take it right before bed and sweats like profusely through the night. I notice the same thing with me, is that I sweat a lot when I take it at night. And everyone that has come up to me has said the same thing. Like, it's very, very noticeable abdominal fat loss if that's where you're storing most of your fat, which most males and some females do.
Right.
So I'm really stoked about how well it actually is working, and in like you said, real-world settings.
At recommended doses, how long should a bottle last you? How many caps are in a bottle?
This is a powder, actually, and there are 60 servings if you take it twice a day. So this will last you a month. If you take it three times, it'll last you a little less than a month.
And so if you don't want to be sweaty, how can you time it? Like, in other words, how long does it take before it wears off one dose?
It usually lasts for a few hours, depending on what you're doing, obviously. So if you're just sitting around in your office, you're not going to be sweating as much as if you're in the gym or anything like that. So you can time it to where if you know you're going to take the dose now, be prepared to have that increase in body temperature and sweating for approximately the first about 3 hours is the initial C. But it does have a much longer half-life than that.
I get in a very, very hot sauna 3 or 4 times a week post-workout. It's probably not a good idea for me to use this product pre-workout because I'm already raising my body temperature dramatically in that sauna. That would be reckless of me, wouldn't it?
The biggest risk would be mostly dehydration. As long, yes, you are increasing your body temperature through the sauna and through Trojan Horse. But dehydration would be my main concern because you're sweating not only from Trojan Horse, but being in a sauna.
Yeah, okay.
And exercising.
So for those of us who like saunas, if you are going to use Trojan Horse, you need to make sure you're getting plenty of sodium in your diet. Don't be afraid to salt your food because you lose more sodium than anything else when you sweat, and make sure you get a lot of fluid. Okay, so as you invoked the ursolic acid discussion and how it was taken off the market because it actually damaged livers, is there any indication of hepatic stress or hepatic toxicity with the ingredients in Trojan Horse?
Not from any of the research that I've seen, especially on a finished good product like this. I haven't seen anything that's saying that there raises any of the biomarkers for hepatic stress.
That's good to know. That's actually good to know.
One thing I did want to mention really quickly is besides being an uncoupler for mitochondria, one of the other benefits to it is that it also decreases the enzyme that synthesizes fatty acids. So when I was putting this together, I also wanted to put in something that would not only steal the electrons and everything that we needed to do for the mitochondrial part of it, but it also decreases the enzyme that is responsible for fatty acid synthesis.
So let me get this straight. We need the fatty acids for the mitochondria to compensate for what the mitochondrial uncoupler is doing, but yet we're going to starve off the fatty acids? Is that what you're saying?
Well, the purpose of that is to use your stored body fat as the substrate, as fatty acids. So instead of taking in dietary fats or making fats from your body, where the point was of that was to utilize that your body stored fat for the purpose of getting the energy to make the process work.
So it forces your body to burn the fat that's already stored on it. That's interesting. Really, really interesting.
Yes.
Very, very cool. Okay. We talked about Trojan Horse. I want to talk about you for a second. Where did you? So tell me your story. How did you get into formulating? What made you want to do this?
So my biggest influence was Patrick Arnold. As far as I grew up reading all the articles and the pro-hormone days, and I was fascinated with chemistry. I always wanted to understand how if you take this pill, your headache goes away, or why you take creatine. How is this going to make me build muscle? So I actually went back to school for chemistry. I already had a degree, already graduated. I was already working I went back to school in 2007 to get my degree in chemistry, and then I went and got my master's at Georgia Tech, and with my specialty is organic and biochemistry. So I did a lot of synthesis. I worked on SARMs a lot in my graduate work, and I'm just fascinated by the way your body works on a molecular level, and to me, it's every day I'm learning something new.
Are you a bodybuilder type? Do you go to the gym regularly and train?
Yes, I am 5'9". I weigh about 235.
That's awesome.
I used to compete in bodybuilding. I love the sport, and so that's kind of like the perfect thing because it married my love for bodybuilding with my love for science.
Okay, and so let me think about this. So there was something I was going to ask you, and it just jumped out of my head. But anyway, it'll come back to me. This is really intriguing. So you really came back around to get into this industry because of your love for it. Did you spend any time on any of the bodybuilding forums back in the day? Mind and Muscle, you know, Avent Labs, websites or anything like that?
Muscle Chemistry was one of the ones that I used to go to, Professional Muscle.
Yeah.
Anabolic Minds is a newer one,
right?
That I look at from time to time. Here's the problem, and this is kind of why my Instagram was made purely. I actually didn't even want Instagram. My Instagram was made purely to help people understand how supplements work, because of the fact that there's a lot of bad information on these forums,
right?
So my education should help people validate that I know what I'm talking about, and when I read studies every single day,
right.
When I look to make products or whatever. And so every time I post something, I would post not just the positives, I'll post the negatives, and it doesn't necessarily be a Blackstone product. Like I talk about everything, legal, illegal, because we all know that things happen in the bodybuilding world. So, anything that has to do with bodybuilding and chemistry and supplementation, I will talk about it on my Instagram, and that's what really started this whole thing.
If people want to connect with you on Instagram, what is your Instagram name?
It's at the Gorilla Chemist.
Okay.
And it's only one R on the Gorilla Chemist. And it's gorilla like guerrilla warfare, not gorilla like the animal.
Like the monkey. Are you friends with Pat Arnold?
I am. Actually, I interviewed him on our podcast here with Blackstone a few months ago. I met him at the Arnold, and I'm planning a trip with him right now to go visit his lab up in Illinois,
yeah.
And stay with him for a little bit. He knows that he was my influence on everything, and he thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
That because there aren't a lot of chemists in this industry at all. And so for me, it was really rewarding to meet not only the person that, you know, made me go back to school for chemistry, just somebody to talk chemistry with and bodybuilding at the same time.
Very, very amazing. Cool. Yeah, he's a great guy. He's a friend of the show also. Well, listen, I want to thank you for coming on and explaining how Trojan Horse works. And I want the audience to go out there and try Trojan Horse. There's a banner ad at superhumanradio.com. If you click it, you'll be transported to the page where you can order it, and you can save 20% off by using the coupon code SHR. And I want to hear people's responses. I will be using it, too. I will be talking about it in the very, very near future. Brian, thanks for making time to come on the show today, brother.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. And please keep me up to date on your experience with Trojan Horse. I always love to hear feedback.
I absolutely
will. Positive or negative.
Yeah, I absolutely will. All right, listen, thanks a lot, man.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Mike Boyle, and we're going to talk about, of all the things we're going to talk about, we're going to actually get into this whole discussion about the functional training industry, which should be good. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Superhuman Radio has has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis. Using worldwide patented technology.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. So my next guest is a returning guest. I think the last time he was on the show, I was living in Phoenix still. So that means it was probably 2008, 2009. He's Michael Boyle. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing great. Has it been that long?
Yeah, it has. Isn't it funny? Time goes so fast.
Wow. I would have said that was 2 or 3 years ago.
No. Yeah, because you were the guy. So that's when I,
That's when I did something stupid in the gym and I compressed the sciatic nerve and I had drop foot in my right foot. And you warned me in that show. You said, look, dude, you keep doing what you're doing and you're going to start peeing your pants and then things are going to go bad. And luckily I didn't go down that road, but, I remember it very vividly having you on the show because I was worried, that I was going to be crippled after that. But anyway, which brings into the discussion functional training. You've just released a new book, New Functional Training for Sports. You really are an innovator because you're a critical thinker. Everybody wants to do this, but not everybody wants to inject their own style of doing it. And the reality is that you started talking about a long time ago, one-legged work being more important for athletes, because, you know, they live on one leg at a time. Remember that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, to me, it's so common sense. And I think that's what's kind of funny about it is the amount of resistance that you get to something that seems to me to be so obvious. I usually jump around the stage every once in a while on two legs to ask people things like, you know, how many rabbits do you train? And how many people do you see?
How many kangaroo do you train? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it really, so I guess that's what makes it interesting. And that's what I hope will make people read the book and to understand, because they hear functional training, and I always say people expect to see me looking like Richard Simmons with a headband and leg warmers on. They kind of come and see our athletes, and people are like, oh, no, they're really strong, and you lift heavy weights. And I'm like, I know. But you guys, you know, you didn't read the book. Because that's what I find funny, too, is people are critical, but they don't read the book.
Well, and I think that, you know, like so many dynamics in the sports training category. We latch onto these words and we want to throw them around to show people that we're in touch with what is emerging. And quite often we really don't understand the words we're using. And those words start to lose any real value and meaning in the discussion. And functional training is one of those. Mobility, training was one of those. It's not to say that these are not legitimate sciences that we should be paying attention to. But it does speak to the fact that some people want to talk about it without really understanding the actual value and application of it. So for me, when we talk about functional training, I need to know what the function is. If you're a runner versus a power lifter, these are very, very different functions. Functional training has, at the core, has specificity, right?
Exactly. One of the things I said in the book, in the first book, when I wrote this first edition in 2004, I said functional training is training that makes sense, which means it makes sense for you. As you said, a power lifter, hey, that's a two-legged activity. You're going to have to squat, bench, deadlift, and the person who lifts the most weight wins, which means functional training for that sport is different than if someone said to me, I play baseball, I play football, I play basketball. Okay, that's different.
Right.
So I think that's – and as I said, it's amazing. The people who criticize – don't read. And even when Human Kinetics came to me in probably 2002, I had an acquisitions editor from Human Kinetics who said, we want you to write a book on functional training. And I said, I don't know if I know what that is. And he said, we think it's what you do. And I said, so can I just write what I do? And he was like, yeah, absolutely. If you just write a book about what you do, we're going to call it functional training for sports. And I thought, okay, why not? I guess, it was hugely successful. It far exceeded their or my expectations. It actually made me known throughout the world, which, you know, I tell people all the time, if you want to be really well known, write a book, because people still read books. It's still how people find out about, I guess, anything. When you start looking, okay, I want to study something. What do? You look for a book on it, right?
Right.
So I went, you know, from being probably, I would say, a relatively unknown guy working in Boston, Massachusetts, to a guy that was, you know, that book was published in Chinese, Japanese, I don't know how many languages.
Right.
And then my next one, Advanced in Functional Training, was published, I think, in 9 languages. It's in Hungarian. It's in Portuguese. So it is amazing The Power of Books, which again, here I think we're two relatively intelligent guys and we're still talking about The Power of Books.
Yeah, so. No, it is amazing. You're right. And they're never going to go away. And you know, you make light of it. Like, oh yeah, well, you know, I wrote a book, so I became famous. But let's be honest. I mean, you were strength and conditioning coach for the Boston Red Sox, the Boston Bruins. You've worked with the U.S. Women's Olympic soccer and ice hockey teams. So, I mean, you're the kind of guy that doesn't get a lot of fanfare because you're in the background. But the reason that these athletes are performing the way they're performing is a great contribution from guys like you.
And I would say that's true. But until you write about it,
nobody knows.
It's the old, if a tree falls in the woods.
Nobody hears it.
Yeah, nobody hears it. So, and that's why even for a lot of the people that work for me now, I encourage them to write. Because I started out like they're starting out. I started out writing articles. I mean, I wrote for Powerlifting USA. You could probably appreciate this. In 1980, I think I published my first article in Powerlifting USA for Mike Lambert when it was literally a stapled together sort of newsprint thing that I think probably came out of like a mimeograph at his house.
That's funny.
So, and I've been writing ever since. And a lot of what I do is just the collection of thoughts and things that I write and like, hey, this is what we're doing right now.
Right. And that's the other thing. This is an evolutionary process. Things change. Understandings change. We learn better techniques. I want to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about what is different about the new functional training for sports book and also how controversy played a role in the emergence of the science of functional training. How's that sound?
Sounds great to me.
All right. Stay tuned. We're talking with Michael Boyle. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
I like to move it, move it.
Welcome back. We're talking with Michael Boyle about newly released new functional training for sports. Whether you are an athlete or a trainer of athletes, this is an amazing book. It's really the gold standard of functional training books because it really takes into consideration a lot of things a lot of people just ignore. And why not? Because Michael Boyle has been leading the charge in the functional training category way before anybody started talking about it because he had to bring athletes up to a speed and a pace that made them superior. And you can't do that just locked into do five sets of this and three sets of that. You got to start thinking outside the box. You got to look at kinesiology. You got to look at the human body in motion. You got to say, wow, if I want this person to be able to do that sport better, I've got to make them stronger and give them greater balance on one leg at a time. Something as simple as that, which is really something he started talking about years and years ago. It's simple ideas quite often create brilliant results. So how did controversy play a role in the emerging functional training category?
Well, I think because, and this is my own mind, I personally think that when we go back, and I talk about this in a lot of my presentations and I talk about it in the book, we learned initially, people of my generation, from bodybuilders, from powerlifters, from Olympic lifters, from what I would generally call 2 feet on the ground people. And when we started to say these things that were different, controversial, whatever the word we want to use is, there was a lot of pushback. And suddenly anybody who did functional training was a sissy, for a word that I can use in a nice family environment. I can use other words if we were wanted to be that way. But so I think that was a big part of the controversy, and I was one of the big things, and I won't say who it was because you'd know exactly who the guy was, but he was a big writer in the 90s, wrote a really extensive criticism of my book about how it was all about balance balls and balanced exercises and didn't feature any weightlifting. And I wrote back on his, it wasn't even a blog, probably. I don't know what I wrote back.
Right.
But I said, you didn't read the book. I went back and I counted. I think in the original book, in the 04 version, there were about 9 exercises out of 53 that used a stability ball or a balance board or something that a lot of people would associate with the negative idea of functional training. And there was a lot of pictures of squats and hang cleans and things that I thought were pretty good exercises. So I guess that's where the controversy comes in. It's just people, as I keep going back to the same idea, and it's not like I'm saying to people, read the book, but if you are going to criticize it or me, please read the book first.
Yeah, right. At least have the decency to read the book. You know, I was just thinking in my mind about functional training, right? So first of all, you need to observe the function that the athlete is trying to execute. And then you have to find ways and methods to strengthen each portion of that movement and then create a chain and put them all together. You know, I was just thinking about a blacksmith. When I was a young guy, I worked on the racetrack. I worked at Aqueduct, Belmont, Saratoga. And I remember way before I even thought about muscle function and so on. You know, I was just a kid in high school. I remember looking at blacksmiths. They all had certain attributes If they were right-handed, they had huge right forearms. You know, from the work of picking a horse's leg up and putting it on their knee, they all had certain deformities, if you will, that they would start to develop over time of working. And I was thinking, you know, there's something out there called occupational hypertrophy. I like to coin that term. I can tell a guy who drives a stick car versus a guy who drives an automatic, because a guy who drives a stick car, his right and left calves are generally around the same size because he's working the clutch and the gas and the brake. But a guy who's been driving an automatic car his whole life, he's got a huge right calf and a mediocre looking left calf. If occupational hypertrophy is real, and I'm not an idiot, then doesn't it tell you that certain movements will enhance your ability to do certain tasks?
I don't think there's any question. But more importantly, it helps you to think about, sometimes I talk about the idea,
Exactly. What I said is that I think there's, you have this idea of occupational hypertrophy. Yes, you know, what you're doing is going to build certain muscles. There's an idea that I talk about called filling buckets. And the idea that you need to fill the empty bucket. You need to look and think, okay, if let's just say your blacksmith, if he's swinging a lot with his right arm, then do we need to worry about what he's doing with his left arm? Do we need to worry about left rotation versus right rotation? I alluded to the idea, some people think of functional training and they think of banging on a tire with a sledgehammer, and I think that might be functional training for a guy who breaks rocks for a living.
I was going to say, or a lumberjack, you know?
Right. Yeah. And I said, and the reality is, I'd probably tell him not to do that because he already does a lot of that. So my thing is, let's fill the empty bucket. Let's not do a lot of what you already do. Let's figure out what else there might be that would give you the balance that you need to have of right to left and the injury prevention stuff that you need to do. So we talk about the idea of even, I think that chin-ups are really good functional training. People might look at that and think, well, that's a basic kind of calisthenic exercise. But I think having the ability to pull what you can push is really important. If you think, as I said, you and I are probably similar in age, and I can't tell you how many guys I know in our age bracket who lifted weights in the 70s and 80s and had shoulder problems, and I'm 100% convinced it was because we didn't pull.
Right.
We read, I would say every magazine article we ever read talked about how important chin-ups were, but I'll guarantee you 90% of people didn't do them.
Right.
I'm a huge chin-up, pull-up guy. I've become a really big suspension row guy, bodyweight rows, like a TRX row, for the same reason. Because one of the things we realized from a function standpoint is that we were developing guys that could really push and couldn't pull, and that was causing them to have shoulder problems.
Interesting.
So you start thinking about, now you think about the word functional training, and now let's think of dysfunction. And I think some of what we need to do is fix the dysfunction, because that's really good functional training. So it's a very complicated thought process that people have simplified to, you know, you go back to the old picture of somebody standing on a stability ball doing something stupid like that, and that's what people associate me with, unfortunately. So, as I said, we do a lot more Olympic lifting and chin-ups than we do. We don't do any standing. We don't do any
What has changed? What has changed for you? Obviously, like I said before, this is an evolutionary process, right? What you thought was important maybe isn't important anymore. What you thought worked, you found ways to make it work better. What's different about this book? What have you learned that contributed to this new book?
Well, it's really interesting. So the guy from Unitex, Ted Miller, who was the acquisition editor, who asked me to write the book, one of the things he said is it needs updating. And, of course, you never read your own book, right? Maybe you read it when you're writing it, but I haven't read that book since 2004. And I said, no, it's great. It doesn't need updating. And he said, just go back and read through it. And I went back and read through that. I said, oh, my God, that book stinks.
That's funny. That's hilarious.
Oh, it was terrible.
What the hell was I thinking when I wrote that?
Exactly. That's what I thought. Because you mentioned the word mobility in the open. The word mobility isn't in the book. The word kettlebell isn't in the book.
Wow.
The idea of foam rolling isn't in the book, the original, the 04. It's all in the book now, but in the 04, and that's why originally it was just going to be a second edition. But what they changed the title to the new functional training for sports, and they really are selling it as a new book because it is. I guess in the publishing world, if it's more than 50% new material, It's a new book.
Wow.
And this book has far more than 50% new material. Although someone who read the old four book would probably look at it and think, you know, it's organized exactly the way the other one was.
Right.
And there are some things. The plyometric section is relatively intact. The Olympic lifting section, because that hasn't changed that greatly, is relatively intact. Almost every other section is completely different. The core training chapter is completely different. The lower body training chapter is completely different. The upper body training, the warm-up chapter, everything has been completely rewritten to reflect where we are in 2016, as opposed to where we were in, I guess, really, when you think about when it was written, it was probably 2003 that the majority of that information was written, because it was published, I think, in 04. So for me, it shows how much we've progressed, even though if someone asked me how much different my programs are from 2004 to now, I'd say they're pretty similar. But when I actually examine stuff, I'm like, not so much.
So you invoked the word core training, and this is one of the words that I think that has become co-opted by the fitness industry and has lost a lot of its meaning. So you tell me, what's Michael Boyle's idea of core training?
So Michael Boyle's idea of core training is that the core is the function of the core, and this is where we go back to the functional training idea, is you look at the core and you say, what are you supposed to be doing? One thing we know the core doesn't do is flex. It doesn't act to bring the shoulders towards the hips or the rib cage towards the pelvis. So, I mean, we haven't done crunches and sit-ups and stuff like that for 20 years, probably 15 years, whatever it is. But it's still getting people to understand that the anterior core's function is what we would call anti-extension. It's to prevent our stomach from sticking out. It's to prevent our spine from bending into extension. So things like planks are functional.
Right.
Things like side planks are functional. And then we get into the idea of anti-lateral flexion. So it's not the ability. I used to laugh. I'd see people do side bends, and I'd think, that's a really silly thing to do.
It is.
Because that never happens. That muscle's job, all of those muscles are stabilizers. Their job is to keep you from bending to the side.
Okay,
help you bend to the side.
So since you brought this up, I've got two big pet peeves about this type of a movement. Number one, if you're doing it holding a 25-pound dumbbell in each hand, they are counteracting and counterbalancing each other.
Exactly. It's like being on a seesaw with somebody the same weight.
Yeah, if you're doing this, first of all, if you're doing this movement, you're wasting your time. But if you're doing it with the same amount of weight in both hands, you're really wasting your time, number one. Number two, the only time you should be doing these movements is because you want to lose your V-taper. You don't like it. You think, gee, I'd like to be one of those boxy-looking people. I'd like to have big, bulging obliques that make my hips the same width as my shoulders, and I want one big continuous mass in the middle to connect them to. Why are you doing this movement? This is a stupid movement. Am I off base?
No, you're not off base, but again, if your function is aesthetics. So if you said, I'm a bodybuilder, I want that V look, I want a thin waist, I'd say don't do oblique work. Just lose weight. Lose body fat and let your waist get as thin as it possibly can. And because there's still people, I wrote articles years ago, there are people who do abs, like they think that doing abdominal exercises burns fat. Like the fat will somehow preferentially disappear from the central portion of your body, which if you study fat loss, is the last place it disappears from. And it's got nothing to do with what you do, you know, how many times you flex your trunk or rotate your trunk. So, I mean, that's where, you know, it's really hard because there's so much stupidity that tends to never leave our field.
Okay.
And the good thing is it allows you to recycle articles every 5 years. You can write the same article over and over again.
So let's just stay with this oblique thing. So in what instance, I mean, aside from the fact that you work at UPS and you move boxes from a conveyor belt on the right side of your body to the conveyor belt on the left side of your body, in what instance would doing those types of oblique movements be beneficial for an athlete?
Well, because basically, if you can imagine, the legs are the force producers. The core area is the force transfer area. The upper body is sort of the release point. So let's just say I'm shooting a hockey puck or hitting a baseball. I'm going to start that sequence. I'm a right-handed here. That sequence is going to start from my right foot. And it's now going to move through a stable core to get out my hands.
Right.
So that's why you train those muscles. You train those muscles because you need an effective transfer area that can stiffen and change and move on command, which you have to train. And so you think about that. That's why I said these ideas of anti-extension, anti-lateral flexion, anti-rotation, your ability to resist to those forces
right.
is really what matters.
And that's
not your ability. You're not really creating the force as much as you're resisting the force.
Right.
And effectively transferring the force to whatever your implement is.
I think
in most sports, as I said, the implement could be the hand, it could be a stick, it could be a bat, it could be a pitcher throwing the pitch. But it's all got to go through that central junction point.
I tend to be one of those more blue-collar type thinkers where everything can be reduced to an automotive analogy. And I think of my legs as the rear end of a car, and I think of my upper body as the front end of the car, and I think of my core as the chassis. You don't want your chassis flexing, and you don't want your chassis bending. You want your chassis to be a solid column so that the force produced from the rear end of the car is pushed through to the front and it travels straight. Is that too simplistic?
No, it's not too simplistic, but if you think, but now just imagine that in a rotary sense and imagine that if it had to move, you only want it to move the right amount. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't want to think, okay, if I went around a corner and I had this really unstable central chassis that I could basically flip the car over in half. You know what I mean? That like almost more like if you think a better analogy from the automotive world is probably a tractor trailer.
Uh-huh. Okay.
In terms of having a cab that's connected to a back. And so there's got to be control and the right amount of speed and knowing how much speed I can control and what my tires can do. Yeah, as I rotate, as I go around a curve, and knowing, you know, if you think of a tractor trailer jackknife, you think about that as a back injury. That's probably what we want to think about.
Interesting.
So the stronger you can make that coupling, and that you just made a really good analogy for me. I've never thought about this before until I said it to you right now. But the stronger you can make that coupling, the more resistant you are to injury. So this whole core training idea really does make sense. It just, again, in the functional training world, how much time are you going to spend on that? We look at this and think, and I look at everything sort of in like an hour and a half workout. That might be 5 minutes
right.
of my hour and a half.
Right.
So I think everything, and I always talk about, I got to say to you, and I'm an analogist like you, filling buckets. I talk about slicing a pie. And if I've got a pie, pizza, it's like what portion of that pie is going to get dedicated to core training. When I'm looking at lower body strength, upper body strength, core training, speed, power. And so I've got to look at all these slices and I've got to realize that, okay, I've got 5 minutes today for that. But I might have 15 minutes today for lower body strength. And I might have 15 minutes today for upper body strength. And then I might have 5 minutes for power work and I might have another 15 minutes that's going to be dedicated to conditioning. So I've got to apportion, I've got to slice my pie effectively instead of just spending 2 hours in there pumping.
Yeah, makes sense.
That's why for us, we do very little, you know, we'll do very little direct arm work. I don't let my guys spend a lot of time working on biceps and triceps. Because again, I don't think that that's functional. I can think you can get, if you bench press and you do chin-ups, your arms are going to be fine.
Have you ever seen the retired now MMA fighter Bas Rutten?
Yep.
Have you ever seen his biceps? He's got the narrowest biceps I've ever seen in my life. The guy can throw a punch that'll knock somebody's head off. And I thought to myself, when you look at hydraulics, they're not big and bulky. You know, that's an example of a functional muscle. That muscle is designed to pull the arm back after it's been thrown out there. It doesn't need a lot of bulk. It needs a lot of, elasticity maybe. If you ever look at him, his biceps are so small, they're so narrow and long. They remind me of hydraulics more than muscles.
Well, and you know, you have to realize, and it's the same thing. You know, if you look at most of your bodybuilders don't tend to be great athletes. Because it's that hypertrophy doesn't lend itself to
jumping and changing direction. I always used to look, the reason, the thing that I used to always train like, I'd look at the track and field people. And I would always think that, okay, if I've got my football players, I want them to look like the best thrower, the best shot putter, the best discus thrower. Those are the kind of guys that I want to look like. Right. Because now I've got somebody that has really usable strength. And my other athletes, maybe I'd say the track sprinter. Like, one of the things I love is that my hockey girls look like track sprinters.
Wow.
If you saw them, you wouldn't know what you would be like. I don't know what that girl does. She's an athlete. I don't know what it is that she does, but I know she's an athlete.
Mike, where can people get the book? Where should they go to get the book?
You can get it on the Human Kinetics website, or you can get it on Amazon, I think. It's probably the easiest place is Amazon. You can go right to Amazon.com, type in New Functional Training for Sports. It will pop up. When I looked the other day, I haven't looked in a while. It was number one in new releases in a couple of different areas, I think, in sports training and in strength training. So it's started out good. So we've got a great start, and I'm sure Superhuman Radio is going to help you right along.
And let's not make it so long in between interviews, huh?
No, I'm shocked, actually. It was really funny because I said, oh, he's going to remember me. It was just a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And then you said 2008. My God.
I know. I just turned 58 years old this year. I don't know if it's just a perspective, but it feels like time goes faster once you get past 50. I don't know why. But
I would probably agree with you.
Yeah. All right, Michael, thank you so much for being on the show today, brother.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure. If you need me again, you know where to find me.
Okay, take care.
All right, thank you.
Hi, right, so that's it. I am off the air tomorrow because Lisa and I are traveling on business. And so we'll see everybody later. Thank you to Dr. Jeff Gallini. If you have a question for him, go to SupremeRadio.com and click the Ask the Scientist banner ad. Also, don't forget TendoGuard. I will be using it to see if it helps my tendon healing better. We have a banner ad on superhumanradio.com with a coupon code there for 15% off. And then, of course, the supplement I'm really excited about using. Today's show was all about me using supplements, by the way. How do you like that? Trojan Horse. I want to get leaner, and if it can help me, I'm going to do it. And again, we have a 20% off coupon. It's SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. And then, of course, check out Michael Boyle's new book on Amazon.com. And we'll see everybody later. Thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio today. AnabolicMinds.com is the